It was a building that was donated in 2013 to the women's campus. It was previously a crime lab and a training facility for the Highway Patrol, which it was vacated due to structural issues, and those structural issues are still there today. It houses the female minimum custody offenders. Again, we're in the middle of erecting fences around this facility, which had started before I got here. But again, right now it is an open facility. They have work release, prison industries, education component, and chemical dependency treatment, and 16 people to man that 24 hours a day. This was probably the one that, I wouldn't say afraid is the word, but had cells that have 9 women in them. So there are 3 triple bunked bunks in one cell for 9 women. You literally cannot walk between the bunks straight. You have to turn sideways. Not ideal conditions.